This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
So what was on the menu? Seven steaks? Two whole chickens?
I went and got a giant Wagyu steak for him.
So I'm ecstatic about that.
On 95.7 The Game.
Whatever Nick Bosa ate pregame Thursday night, do that every single week, Nick.
Right?
Whatever you did, it worked. How many pressures? 14?
14.
Whew.
Yep.
14 pressures. Not a sack. Yeah. No sacks.
Right.
14 pressures.
And I'm glad you pointed that out earlier, like exactly what happened when he pressured, because I was going through my notes before the show and trying to circle whenever I wrote down the pressure, and I didn't write down 14 pressures, but I wrote down the obvious ones, including 3rd and 5, Mustafa with the pick. That was a Bosa pressure, and it was overthrown because Bosa was all over Geno Smith. And then the second drive, 3rd and 10, they threw it, and Yadam had the pass breakup or the coverage, and that was a Bosa pressure. And so all these little things that, you know, we look at the stats and, oh, no sacks. Bosa, where are you?
Well, 14
pressures.
We pay you more money than any other defender in the NFL.
It's one of those things that drives me a little bit crazy because, you know, pressures, even when they don't show up as a full-on pressure, what he's doing to take on a double team is going to allow other people to get through and apply their pressure as well.
Yeah. And he's going to have to be good coming up on Sunday against the Kansas City Chiefs because the Niners are going to need to affect Patrick Mahomes somehow. Thanks for tuning in. It's Willard and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Mark Randy in for Mark Willard alongside Dibs. And we are streaming live on Twitch and YouTube. Head to twitch.tv/957TheGame and youtube.com/957TheGame to watch us live. And if anyone swears, you get to hear it. Subscribe to the channel for all 95.7 The Game content on both Twitch and YouTube. And on YouTube, make sure to hit that thumbs up button if you like the show. It's all powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Okay, Dibs. So, Niners, Chiefs, 6 days away. I say this very hesitantly because I know what it sounds like. We are a San Francisco sports radio station. So I am fully prepared to be called a homer who doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. Niners, Chiefs. The Niners have an advantage at the quarterback position, Dibs.
At the quarterback position?
At the quarterback position.
You're going to have to explain this one.
Brock Purdy has had a better season. He's had a better season and a half than Patrick Mahomes.
What does that mean? He's had a better season. And you can hit me with all your numbers and all the grandonomics that you want to do.
Grandonomics.
Maybe you can use that because, and we had a guy on the show or on the station a long time ago, Guy Haberman, and I told him about Habermetrics, and he eventually would take that
That's a good one. I like it.
But grandonomics is kind of similar because you can look at whatever number you want. And, you know, as my partner, Mark Willard says, numbers are numbers, except when numbers are my numbers and then numbers are numbers. Or I don't even know what the caller said when
something like that
he was impersonating him. But you can tell me about how Brock has been better. But I look at Kansas City being undefeated and the Niners being 3-3. So I'm going to need a little bit more from you in terms of an explanation, Mark.
Well, wins are a team stat. Wins are not a quarterback stat. You know this, Dibs.
Right, but then they're a quarterback stat when we want to talk about how great Brock has been.
This year, they're 3-3.
Right, but all you Brockistans, when you talk about how good he's been, and also the Jimmy Garoppolo thing, the record with Jimmy Garoppolo as quarterback, we all use quarterback record when we want to. But go ahead. You tell me how Mahomes is not as good as Brock Purdy.
Patrick Mahomes this year, Dibs, has thrown for 1,235 yards. Okay, passing yards, not that big of a deal. 6 touchdowns. It's tied for the 14th most in the NFL this year. 6 interceptions. Touchdown to interception ratio is 1-1, Dibs.
That's not
very good.
Nope.
Not very good. Meanwhile, Brock Purdy's thrown for more yards. He's thrown for 3 more touchdowns, 9 touchdowns on the year, tied for 4th in the NFL, and has thrown two fewer interceptions. Purdy is averaging a bunch more yards per attempt. In fact, he leads the NFL in yards per attempt. His quarterback rating is top 5 in the NFL. Patrick Mahomes, the 18th best QBR. The San Francisco 49ers coming into Week 7 against the Kansas City Chiefs have an advantage at quarterback. And you throw in the fact that Brock Purdy is using his legs more than ever before. He extends plays and uses his legs to gain yards more often than Patrick Mahomes. You might argue he's doing it a little bit too often, and I frankly would not disagree with you. I think he's got to look to throw the ball a little bit more than to take off and run. But Brock Purdy is having a better season than Patrick Mahomes. And in fact, I mean, Brock Purdy was an MVP finalist last year. Where was Patrick Mahomes in that last year? And I know he had the postseason and he won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And that's obviously a very big part of this that I'm sure you're going to fire back at me with. But if we're looking over the last year and a half of football, Dibs, other than a postseason run, Brock Purdy has been the better quarterback. And I know it sounds ridiculous to even think about that, but Brock Purdy is having a better season than Patrick Mahomes. There is no other way to describe it. His team is having a better season than the 49ers team is. But Brock Purdy, the quarterback, has been a bigger factor in the 49ers' success, relative success, than Patrick Mahomes has been to the Chiefs' success this year.
Well, you can say that, and you can be right in looking at statistics, and that's all fine and good. And Brock Purdy, for the most part, has been terrific this year. And you can look at Brock Purdy mistakes, and I talked about the Seattle game as his best game of the year. I thought that it was an absolute near perfection kind of a performance, and he's been great. But at the end of it, they're 3-3 and Kansas City's 5-0. So you look at how Kansas City is 5-0, and part of that comes from the great defense for sure. But you also have to look at what Patrick Mahomes is working with as opposed to what Brock Purdy is working with. And Mahomes has not had nearly the same level of talent around him, and he doesn't have a Hall of Famer on the offensive line. He's got a Hall of Famer at tight end, and that's about it. And his running back that he had, Isaiah Pacheco, has not been there, and so they picked up a guy off the street, and then they brought in Kareem Hunt, who was a Kansas City retread, and you lost your number one wide receiver, and you've had to do it with a bunch of twos and threes, and even your tight end himself has not had a very good year. So you could say that George Kittle's had a better year than Travis Kelce, and that's also true.
No doubt.
And, you know, yet Kansas City's 5-0. So it's hard for me to think about it individually. And, you know, the case you make is a good one, and the stats would line up with that. Yards per attempt, Brock is, I think he's actually now number 2 behind Jared Goff at 8.8, but he's far above Mahomes, and he's above him in quarterback rating and QBR, and he's above him in yards per game. He's actually throwing it more than Patrick Mahomes, which is a little bit surprising when I look at the numbers. The Niners have thrown the ball a lot more than they normally do, and Kansas City's throwing it a lot less. So you can look at, you know, who's having a better year. And yeah, statistically, it is Brock Purdy. Kansas City's doing things in a different way this year, in part, I believe, because they don't have the same level of offense that they normally do.
The 510 on the Comcast Business text line brings up a good point, and this is one that I agree with as well. When the winning time moments came up this year, Brock did not perform well. Mahomes wins all those games. I mean, that's entirely true. Part of the reason the Niners have lost some games is really not to do with Brock. I know we think about the Arizona Cardinals loss and the interception on that last drive, and that's certainly part of it. But the drive right before, he helped lead him down the field, and it was a Jordan Mason fumble. I get it. We can pick and choose which drives were good, which drives were bad. The case for Mahomes, though, Dibs, no doubt the 5-1-0 has it spot on. I mean, you talk about needing points, needing a drive, clutch time. You're down a score. You got to go down and get points. You're tied. Get a field goal as time expires. There's no one better than Patrick Mahomes at that. Now, on the flip side, I could say, well, the Chiefs, if one play, two plays, three plays, just go the opposite way, kind of similar to how they've gone for the 49ers, the Chiefs could be looking at a four and one, three and two record. And the Niners could be looking at a 5-1 record. As I know you and Mark Willard talked about all last week, they could have, should have, whatever word you want to use, could only have one loss so far this year. And maybe the difference between these two guys is just with one of them, those plays always favor his team. And that's maybe a factor of how good he is. But the difference between these two teams isn't really as stark, I think, as the 5-0 record and the 3-3 record might suggest.
Agreed. And I'm just looking at the game against Cincinnati, for example, where Kansas City was down 25-23 with about 2:48 to go, and they get the ball back, and he converts a 3rd and 9. Actually, he doesn't convert it. He gets 3 yards, and then on 4th and 6, they don't convert it, but there's a penalty against Cincinnati, converted.
Yep.
And then
the famous pass interference that was called.
On 4th and 16, yep. The PI, which converted it, and then they end up getting a field goal from Harrison Butker from 51 out as time expired to win that game. So that's a little bit of a smoke and mirrors comeback, and you could say it was aided by the refs or not, but you know, ultimately, he was the one who got the job done in that game, and then they beat Atlanta by 5, where you know Atlanta had chances to go down there and win the game. They got to Kansas City's 13, and they couldn't convert.
Uncalled defensive pass interference in the end zone against the Chiefs that would have allowed the Falcons to win the game.
No doubt. So these are things that you know people will look at as reasons why Kansas City could be 3-2, and you're fair to do that. You're right to do that, but Mahomes does find a way, even when he doesn't have a lot of weapons and even when he doesn't have a great team, to still put up pretty good offensive numbers and get the job done.
Yeah. Brock Purdy versus Patrick Mahomes. I think the 49ers, I mean, the numbers are obvious, and I know how everyone's going to feel. Patrick Mahomes has won multiple MVPs and has won 3 Super Bowls. He's the greatest quarterback in the NFL, and who knows, when he retires and it's all said and done, he might be the greatest quarterback to ever play. But through 6 weeks of the 2024 NFL season, there's no contest. Brock Purdy has been the better quarterback. And that's the bottom line right now. Now, when the chips are all down and it's winning time, all right, you know, this is the conversation. But if we're talking about throughout the course of the 2024 season, it's no contest in my mind. 888-957-9570. Let's allow you to join the conversation. Mike is in Santa Clara and wants to weigh in. What's up, Mike? You're on Willard and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game.
What's up, guys? How are you doing today?
We're doing well. How about you?
Good. Thank you. Look, just in regards to the conversation, look, in an overall game, I would still take Brock Purdy. And the only reason I say that is because during the game, we are solid. As a Niner fan, we're solid. But if it came down to a 2-minute drill, I have to take Patrick Mahomes. I mean, he has that Tom Brady mentality. I just haven't seen that enough in Brock Purdy at that point. I just think that if you are in a 2-minute drill, you take Patrick Mahomes because he knows how to work that field and everything. And then the last thing I will say is, as a nickname for Brock, when it comes down to it for the fans, the Broccolinis. That's a fact for you, Div, since you love your veggies.
Thank you. Yes, the broccolinis, right? A broccolini is underrated. Broccoli's good. Broccolini, which is the slightly more slender version of broccoli, less of a crown, more of a sprig. You can get a nice little char on that broccolini. It's restaurant quality. Very good.
I'm not so sure about that for a nickname of a quarterback, but, you know.
Agreed, but you know, broccolini is certainly delicious, and I don't know if he wants to be named after a vegetable per se, but broccolini greater than broccoli, don't at me.
I think the caller is right, though. It's a conversation maybe for the majority of games, but then you get down to winning time, and Mahomes does just, whether it's, as you're talking about, the game against the Bengals, where aided by a 4th-and-16 DPI and some weird stuff. And I know, I mean, if you go on social media during any Chiefs game and any time a flag comes out, I know you're aware of this, Dibs, and you probably hate it more than I do. But anytime there's an important Chiefs game, a close Chiefs game, well, here come the refs to help Mahomes and the Chiefs again. Whether or not there is weirdness going on or it's just Mahomes being Mahomes and getting the job done, the fact of the matter is he generally does get the job done. The Niners know that as well as anybody because they've been on the wrong end of two of those such games in the Super Bowl.
Right, and I think that it's a little bit short-sighted to just say Mahomes or Brock, and you know this because it is a team game, but I'm looking at all the Kansas City games, and you beat Atlanta 22-17, and you'd only given up, 14 points. You had the lead. The fourth quarter, Atlanta gets a field goal, and that's it. Your defense turned off the faucet. And it's the same thing in a lot of these Chiefs games where you beat the Chargers 17-10. Justin Herbert played in that game. You held the Saints to 13 points, an offense that had been lighting up virtually everyone. So I think that as we get closer to this game on Sunday, we can talk more about defense versus defense, and obviously defense against offense and offense against defense. But for me, it's less about Mahomes and Purdy, and it's more about Purdy versus Spagnuolo and Mahomes going up against Sorensen and, Bosa against Mahomes and, the Kansas City front going up against Brock Purdy and who's going to run
Jones.
The ball. And, right. I think that becomes a more nuanced way to look at it because Kansas City's defense is very, very good. They're more about their defense than they are about Mahomes.
Yeah, and part of what I'm saying here, and I think you get it, and we talked about it a little bit off the air, it's not necessarily just that Purdy better statistically than Mahomes or whatever the case is, but who has had a bigger impact on winning his team football games so far this year? And obviously it's kind of swayed because one team is undefeated and the other is 3-3 at .500. But when the Niners have won, I think Brock Purdy has been more of a factor than Patrick Mahomes. It's funny because this is honestly kind of the conversation that a lot of people use against Brock Purdy. Is Brock Purdy the driver of the bus or is he just along for the ride? And it kind of feels like so far this year, for the majority of the season, Mahomes has just been along for the ride. And it's not as if he has had all-pro weapons everywhere. It's just their defense, Dibs, has been so incredibly good. And Steve Spagnuolo, by a mile, the best defensive coordinator in the NFL. The 49ers, after firing Steve Wilks, called up Steve Spagnuolo and said, "You interested?" And he said, "No, of course not. I've won consecutive Super Bowls here. Why would I ever want to leave? Unless I'm getting maybe a head coach opening." Maybe he doesn't want to do that because he has failed as a head coach, but has been maybe the best defensive coordinator ever. The Niners, so much of the talk around the Niners this year, Dibs, has been, well, Nick Sorensen, first year as a DC, he's struggling. Where's Nick Bosa? Fred Warner can't do it alone. Mooney Ward banged up, but even when he's playing, not very good. Javon Hargrave, when he was healthy, is he going to show up? Floyd, their new signing, the edge rusher, he hasn't really been consistent so far this year. The defense hasn't been nearly as good as expected. On the flip side, you have Patrick Mahomes, who's being aided by one of the best defenses in the NFL. That's also partly where this comes in. Purdy has had to do more in order to help his team win football games, while Mahomes, obviously, he could probably do more if they were to open up the playbook and let him push the ball down the field a little bit, but he hasn't had to do as much because their defense has been miles better than the 49ers.
It's funny because if you took the names off of the numbers, you would look at one quarterback and say, well, that's the game manager, the guy who is 69.4%, and he's thrown for 1,235 yards over five games, which is 247 a game, not a tiny number. But
and they have their bye, so one fewer game played than everyone
else. Five games and six TDs and six interceptions and a guy who's not scoring a ton of points, that would be more the game manager than a quarterback who is out there, throwing it more often, 65%, nine touchdowns, four picks. And like you mentioned before, number two in yards per attempt, number one in yards per catch in football, more yards per game, throwing more air yards, pushing it down the field, and that's Brock Purdy. So the game manager this year has been much more Patrick Mahomes. And I just looked at it, Grandy, and I was struck by this number. Jordan Mason this year, 609 yards rushing in, we'll call it 4.5 games. Kansas City, as a team, 589 yards in 5 games. Their leading rusher has 171 yards. So Kansas City can't run the ball, and because they've had so many different injured running backs, they've had, you know, Pacheco and Steele and Pirine and Xavier Worthy and Mahomes.
Remember when Carson Steele was
the fantasy guy.
Football priority ad number one?
Totally. He's getting 33 carries for .117. Hasn't done much. And they have 5 rushing touchdowns. 2 of those are Xavier Worthy. So the speedster, wide receiver. Yeah. They can't run the ball, and they can't really throw it that effectively because they don't have great wide receivers, yet they're 5-0. So I'm going to dive into the tape here over the next 2 or 3 or 4 days just to try to figure this out, and I'll ask Greg Cosell on Wednesday, how is Kansas City doing it to where they're winning these games? Because their quarterback has been, honestly, mediocre, and their running game is non-existent, and their wide receivers are okay. I mean, Xavier Worthy was amazing in week 1, but other than that, Rashee Rice has been hurt, and Mecole Hardman hasn't done much. How is this team 5-0? How?
It's a great question.
And don't say the refs, you know.
I think there is a skill, and there's a number of texts coming into the Comcast business text line. Generally, Dibs, they're in agreement with you. Congratulations. A lot of them arguing this, and I think this is a very fair point. There is something to be said for a team that wins football games where they're not playing their best. Like, that's a skill that you have to have.
Yeah.
The Chiefs are as good as anybody at it. They did it last year. I mean, last year, they weren't very good last year.
Right.
Like, really, throughout the majority of the regular season, they were not a very good football team. When they would win, so, you know, they have obviously a couple of blowout wins where they're just outclassing opponents, but for the majority of the season, like, they were nowhere near the Niners in terms of putting up 30 points and point differential and margin of victory and all that. They were struggling for their standards through the regular season. Now they ultimately won, and they won their division, and we know who they beat in the postseason, and the rest is history. The Eagles were the same at it last year. They were always winning close games. It's part of the reason why the guy normally occupying this seat, Mark Willard, was so convinced that they were a paper tiger, because they had had close win, fluky win after fluky win. Someone comes in better than them, they're going to kind of wreck them, and they're not going to be able to recover. And that's exactly what happened. Kansas City is kind of able to weather that stuff because they have Patrick Mahomes. And there is a way, and it is a skill to be able to win ugly and win where you're not playing well. That is something the Niners don't do very well, Dibs. They, when they are firing in all cylinders, no one in the NFL can beat them. But when things kind of get bogged down and they get ugly and they're not playing their best, they very rarely win those games. Meanwhile, the Chiefs seemingly almost always win those games.
Yeah, and I'm looking at last year, and you mentioned Philly. Philly beat Kansas City when Kansas City was coming off their bye. Philly beats them. The Chiefs go to 7-3. KC beats the Raiders. They lose back-to-back Green Bay and Buffalo. They win at New England. Then they lose to the Raiders to go to 9-6.
That was on Christmas, yeah.
Right. Since then, they have now won 11 straight. And they beat Cincinnati and the Chargers to end up the year. And then they won at Miami. They beat Miami. They won at Buffalo, at Baltimore. They won the Super Bowl, and they've won 5 in a row. Of those games, they beat the Bengals by 8, the Chargers by 1, they beat the Ravens by 7. Thank you, Baltimore, for not running the ball. Of course, they beat the Niners by 3 in overtime. And then this year, it's been a series of also close games, beating Baltimore by 7, Cincy by 1, Falcons by 5, Chargers by 7. They've had 4 one-score games this year, and they've won them all. So to your point, this team has figured out ways to win ugly. 17-10 over the Chargers, 22-17 over Atlanta. You're right about the Niners. It feels like they need to be humming in all 3 phases, and if they are, they're unbeatable. But if one of those 3 phases is slightly off, the Niners have a hard time winning these games.
And that's something that they need to get better at. You have to be able to win when you're not playing your best, because it's impossible to play your best every single... It's even impossible to play your best generally throughout the course of an entire postseason. I mean, we saw it last year. Niners played 3 postseason games. For how many of those quarters were they the better football team, Dibs? Over 12 postseason quarters. They were maybe the better football team in...
5?
Yeah.
Yep, 5 of 12.
The fourth quarter of each of the first 2.
Yep.
And then maybe the first 3 of the Super Bowl.
The first 3, that's right. No, you're right. And I'm just looking at this year as an example where the Niners' total yards on offense, 401, 396, 425, 431, 384, and 483. The offense has hummed, and they're 3-3. And, you know, the defense has had a couple of lapses, and special teams has made mistakes, and the offense has put up yardage, but they've also made mistakes. This team, normally when they win the time of possession battle, they win the game. And this year they've won the time of possession battle in all six games, and they're 3-3. So it's been giveaways, it's been untimely mistakes, special teams errors, and you're right, this weekend feels like a game where you want your team to go out there and play a full 60 minutes, play mostly mistake-free, and beat a team that is ripe for the beating in your own park.
Yeah, they are ripe for the beating. They have been playing football that is beatable all season.
Yep.
And you hope that that continues, and you hope that you maybe put together your best game of the season. All right, time for a break here on Willard and Dibs. Rich, I see you on hold. We'll come to you next. Keep your calls and texts coming. 888-957-9570. We are presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. I think this Purdy-Mahomes conversation goes even deeper as well. Some of the arguments against Brock, we could flip that around and use it against Patrick Mahomes as well. We'll do that coming up next when Willard and Dibs continues here on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
You gotta take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.